Welcome back here on In Focus. News Radio K-Man, Brandon Peoples, talking with City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Mike Dodson. And we have our caller back on the line. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, good morning. Pray for no rain. The question about the parking in Aggieville, the new structure you're proposing, who will be paying for that? And that's my first question. And the second question is, the downtown parking garage has all the equipment in to charge. You've got a counter there, so you know how many cars are going in and out. I don't understand why we don't charge for that parking down there. We're providing parking for the conference center and for all those businesses down there. Now, in Aggieville, my question there is, I hope that the people using the parking garage, or parking lot up there, and the merchants pay for it, because think about this. West Loop doesn't... We didn't build a parking lot for West Loop. We didn't build one for Plaza West. We didn't one for Walmart, any of those places. They all provide their own. Dillon's, I think it's unfair to charge the taxpayers for that garage. And the one downtown certainly seems like we should start charging. I'll just hang up and listen. Thank you. You're both doing a great job, and let's hope for the people the best in this water situation.
Appreciate the call. You bring up some good points there relative to downtown versus Aggieville. Obviously, the downtown one, we had some help with Star Bonds that paid for half of the cost of that structure. We did equip it originally with some of the charging apparatus, and that was the intent. A lot of discussion about whether or not there was enough demand that would justify the means for collecting that fee, and some of that discussion goes on, and some of the issues we've had with maintenance and management of on the use of that has been at play lately. So I think that will certainly enter into the mix as we look at Aggieville. With regard to Aggieville, a lot of the discussion has been, keep in mind, We're building that garage in Aggieville on an existing lot that's owned by the city. So the city has provided surface parking space in both the downtown and Aggieville districts historically, as opposed to the other shopping centers in the community where that was required to be provided by the developer in that sense. And so historically, the city has provided for parking in these two commercial retail areas of the community. And so in the parking garage in Aggieville, we have some different parking challenges. Primarily, it's adjacency to Kansas State University. And so that's what's led to some of the parking limitations in that area, the 2 and 3 hour parkings and the enforcement of that by fines. You know, at one time there were parking meters in both Aggieville and downtown, and those were taken out as part of some of the original redevelopment area. And so as I indicated, for that particular item, a parking management plan is a big component of this, is to determine what that fee should be. As some of us has gone up to other cities and looked at areas more recently up in Lincoln, Nebraska, and obviously they're a lot bigger than us, but they have, I met their parking management person that's for there, and I want to say they have over 40 public parking structures in downtown Lincoln and have a different mix of charging for that particular aspects, but it's an important component. That person reflected on it's important to have some maybe not so prominent parking spaces that are on your first floor, but maybe your top floor for employees, and have an arrangement where they can park multiple days for that, and then the businesses typically pay for that on a more of a monthly fee and a pass system that's worked out for that, as opposed to somebody who may be shopping there for a shorter duration, or somebody that, you know, before our fees were fairly low, and so it was a lot cheaper to park and still get a parking ticket in that lot versus buy the pass to park on campus. So those are all issues that need to be worked through as part of that parking management plan, and certainly I think there's certainly more of an argument that could be made that we should we should charge a fee for that. As far as the actual infrastructure cost for it itself, the discussion has been the tax increment financing. So basically, it's the increased valuation of the improvements that are happening in the district that are helping to pay for the cost of that particular structure. Will that have to be subsidized? I think that'll be the basis for the discussion and whether or not the fee alone will help generate some of the expense to pay for that debt service on it, or whether there's going to be other sources, either through benefit districts or other things that would help to pay for the cost of the actual infrastructure.
All right. We're running short on time here. Is there anything on the consent agenda you'd like to highlight here real quick?
We've got one project in particular that is something we've been working on for several years. It's a 17th Street sanitary sewer project, and this would be in a stretch of 17th around that Colorado and Pierre area. There's an area west of there that's been served by somewhat of a private system. There's been some problems, and we formed a benefit district clear back in 2016, have been working to acquire easements. We only had one bidder on the second try, and we're recommending award of a bid to build a public infrastructure system. We have to bore through between a couple of houses to be able to extend the public sanitary sewer system for all of those existing residents in that area, as well as those behind it to connect to. And so that benefit district petition, however, the cost to build the system, the one bid we received, was higher than that petition allowed for. And so the original benefit district petition was about $170,000 to be split 50-50, 50% to the residents that are going to be connecting to it and 50% to the city. The low bid came in at about $223,000. So that overage, about $53,000 over, we're recommending that the city absorb that cost for that. It's been something that we've been working on for, like I said, over the past 3 years. It would change the benefit district split to about 63% for the city and 36% to the community. But that's the proposal that we're carrying forward. It's a system that we've had lots of complications. It's undersized and have had several situations there where we've had some backups and actually some sewer that's gotten out of the system. And so this would be an infrastructure project that we would recommend to move forward with. We also have a next phase of the Kimball Avenue design. This is in the North Campus corridor. This would be a design fee and just under $500,000 to BG Consultants to design that next section of Kimball on that North Corridor improvements. This would be essentially from the West Stadium entrance on Kimball all the way to the Green Science entrance and the rowing, K-State rowing area, so a primary section. At that particular area on the east end of that, at rowing and the K-State Green Science area where Kansas Wheat is, it would be a new intersection that would be signalized with pedestrian amenities, and so that's a highlight of that particular area.
All right. And I understand we have some road closures starting today.
We do. Watch those for new road closures on Kimball, also up at Sunset and North Manhattan Avenue.
Okay. Thank you, guys. A lot of information. We got a lot to cover here yet. And look forward to talking to you guys again next week.
Okay. Thanks Brandon. A lot. Appreciate it.
And tomorrow, it looks like Tim Schaefer from K-State's going to be coming in and joining us here for the program as we'll talk about politics. So that's always fun. A reminder, KMAN with live coverage today at 11:30 for the press conference at Manhattan Fire Department regarding the status of Tuttle Creek Lake.